This is Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. A couple of weeks ago, I was reading the Chronicle, and there was an item about a UC Berkeley teacher being arrested for soliciting sex in a bathroom. He's suing over it. I thought, that is so strange that police would be doing sting operations in university bathrooms. It also seems odd that consensual sex would be a crime. So we called the UC Berkeley police to figure out what the public threat is. They haven't yet responded to our requests, so I'm still really curious to understand why police are staking out public restrooms. I invited Bruce Nickerson to explain the case and its larger context. Nickerson is an attorney who specializes in gay civil rights, and he's bringing a class action lawsuit against the UC Berkeley police. Here's what he says happened.
What happened at UC Berkeley was as follows. The restroom in one of the major libraries gained a reputation, probably deserved, of being a place where gay persons met. The overwhelming majority of them, I believe, meet and then go elsewhere. Some small, insignificant minority, possibly, engage in conduct inside enclosed bathroom stalls, which, while odious, is not illegal, according to the California Supreme Court, several cases of which I argued.
Okay, so people meet in the bathroom
usually to
hook
elsewhere.
Up for sex.
Yes,
okay.
But intend to perform it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
In that, it differs not a whit from, say, a heterosexual singles bar, where people go meet in a public place and then go to a private place to finish the evening or whatever. In this particular case, my client went there hoping to meet someone and go elsewhere. And instead, he met a undercover decoy cop who sent signals, specifically foot tapping, to indicate that he was there also for the same reason, to hook up with someone. And my client and he reached an agreement to go elsewhere, or at least to go outside and talk about where to go. And once outside, my client was arrested. I want to stress, he engaged in no sexual conduct, and his solicitation to go outside and talk about it is not an illegal solicitation.
So he was arrested and booked on what charge?
Loitering around a toilet.
Loitering around a toilet.
Intending to engage in or solicit a lewd act.
So what I don't understand, there's two things that I really don't understand, which is why when I read this case, I was just shocked. Why would consensual sex between two adults be a crime?
It's not. If it's a place, this is important, where it is unlikely there will be third persons present, then it is legal.
Okay, so he's arrested. We're trying to talk with the UC Berkeley police to understand what public threat they think that there is here, because it's not clear to me. But why are police officers even doing these stings?
Because they are, I believe, prejudiced against gay persons. And the best proof of that is they never, ever do that kind of a sting targeting non-monetary heterosexual sex, ever. I repeat, ever.
That's Bruce Nickerson. He's an attorney who fights for gay civil rights, and he is fighting this case and is bringing a class action lawsuit against UC Berkeley police. So how common are these kinds of stings?
In Northern California, they're extremely rare, in large part because I have won several important cases, both at the local and at the Supreme Court level. But they are still occurring in Los Angeles, in certain parts of Orange County, under similar types of circumstances. That's where most of the cases are at the present time. In Northern California, this is a rarity. And Berkeley is the first one I've gotten.
And this man who was arrested is a lecturer at UC Berkeley. What have been the repercussions for his career?
Well, I don't wish to go into any details about him. I filed the matter under Doe. and I really don't want to make any more comments about him. I can only say that he is under extraordinary terror, that, in fact, there may be repercussions.
And so explain to us what happens next in your class action suit.
Well, actually, right now, we are in the process of exploring mediation. Neither side really wants to go to trial, I don't think. And we're hoping to find a mediator where we'll settle down and resolve it.
And what other big picture things should we know about that are happening across the nation? Again, I was really shocked to hear that this kind of a thing was even being prosecuted in this day and age. But what else should we know about?
What we need to know is that this is the last bastion of assault against gay rights. In other words, they can no longer arrest people in their bedrooms, as they did in Lawrence versus Texas. They can't anymore. So therefore, and they couldn't, by the way, in California since 1976, when the legislature decriminalized private consenting sex. But what they do is they twist the nation's public sex and lewd conduct laws into criminalizing conduct by gays that when straights do it, it's ignored. That's the fun, and that happens nationwide. But what is really abominable isn't that kind of discrimination. We can live with that. It's where the police department deliberately pretends to be a decoy and enter into the cruising game for non-monetary adult sex. That's what is unique. They never, ever enter and create decoy arrests, either for soliciting or engaging, on heterosexual conduct. That is only limited to homosexual conduct, and that is across the entire country.